Imagine completing your greatest achievement, a PhD, only to find yourself sobbing uncontrollably at what should be your celebration dinner. Or finally embracing your authentic gender identity, only to hide your transition and apologize profusely when coming out. What invisible force could transform triumph into despair and authenticity into secrecy? The answer is systemic shame, a powerful cultural ideology that convinces us we're individually responsible for structural problems beyond our control. Shame operates as both an emotional wound and a damaging worldview that shapes how we see ourselves and others. It functions at three interconnected levels: personal self-loathing about our identities and perceived failings, interpersonal distrust that makes us judge others harshly, and global cynicism about humanity's capacity for positive change. This shame isn't just a feeling, it's a comprehensive belief system that dictates our worth and our approach to social problems. When faced with complex issues like sexism or climate change, we find it psychologically soothing to blame individuals rather than addressing systemic causes. Remember the viral West Elm Caleb phenomenon? A man who ghosted women after dates became the target of an 85 million view TikTok takedown campaign. While participants felt they were fighting sexism, this individualized blame ultimately didn't address the underlying cultural issues or provide women with the support needed to escape actual abuse. America's shame-based approach to social problems stems from deep historical roots. In the 1920s, as pedestrian deaths increased, the automotive industry invented jaywalking to shift blame to pedestrians instead of addressing regulatory issues. This pattern reflects our puritanical heritage. The Puritans who settled North America held extreme beliefs about personal responsibility, viewing poverty as moral failure, condemning charity as weakness, and expecting adult behavior from children. This legacy endures in modern American attitudes. Compared to other nations, Americans are more likely to believe the world is fair, take punitive approaches to child-rearing, maintain higher incarceration rates, and hold conservative views on sexuality. We've developed a culture that frames social problems as individual moral failings rather than collective responsibilities. When tobacco companies faced evidence about smoking's health risks, they pivoted from denying science to emphasizing personal choice. They framed smoking as freedom while blaming individuals for their illnesses. Using icons like the Marlboro Man, they suggested consumers assumed known risks, a strategy that delayed regulation for decades. Food and beverage industries adopted this playbook when concerns about trans fats and sugar emerged. They declared nutritional risks common knowledge, making regulation supposedly unnecessary. Companies like Nestle lobbied to modify the food pyramid while marketing fat-free products. Media reinforced this by publicly shaming overweight individuals. The fossil fuel industry similarly deflected responsibility by promoting individual carbon footprint tracking and green purchases, suggesting consumption as the solution to environmental damage. By the late 1990s, systemic shame had become the standard approach to social problems, with even gun lobbyists blaming mental illness rather than industry responsibility. What's most insidious? This approach makes us feel personally responsible for problems we cannot possibly solve alone. Despite its cultural prevalence, shame is spectacularly ineffective at creating positive change. Rather than motivating improvement, it paralyzes us, floods us with dread, and impairs rational thinking. The DARE program illustrates this failure. Taught nationwide by police officers, it framed addiction as simple personal choice. Research shows it was ineffective and sometimes counterproductive, making students more likely to try drugs by portraying them as impossibly alluring. Despite evidence of failure, DARE received millions in funding and spread globally. Counterintuitively, activities associated with shame often become more tempting. Restricting bad foods increases binging behaviors. Even believing you're cutting calories can spike hunger hormones. When people feel shame, they neglect self-care. Diabetic patients monitor blood sugar less carefully, people with addictions avoid carrying overdose medications, and those experiencing mental health stigma don't seek help. The cruel paradox: by holding people morally responsible for difficult situations, we make them less able to do the right thing. The alternative to paralyzing shame is expansive recognition, acknowledging structural forces beyond individual control while radically accepting ourselves and others despite imperfections. Expansive recognition works on three levels, creating a snowball effect. Radical self-acceptance addresses personal shame, vulnerable connection heals interpersonal shame, and hope for humanity counters global shame. Each level builds upon the previous, fostering self-acceptance, trust with others, and communities where we belong. Radical self-acceptance means confronting parts buried by shame, listening to our bodies and minds, developing gentler habits, and acknowledging our limits. When YouTuber Steph Sanjati came out as transgender, she was unwillingly labeled an activist and expected to constantly educate others. Eventually, she rejected these impossible expectations and returned to her authentic self. Self-compassion researcher Kristen Neff identifies six skills for making peace with our problematic preferences: self-kindness, non-judgment, recognizing common humanity, avoiding isolation, practicing mindfulness, and avoiding over-identification with mistakes. Studies show these skills can be learned, improving well-being while facilitating growth and connection. While systemic shame pushes us to hide, vulnerable connection encourages openness with safe people. Kelly, a fat liberationist and non-binary parent, demonstrated this as a Girl Scout troop co-leader by directly informing their co-leader Autumn about their transgender identity and pronouns. Though initially unfamiliar with transgender people, Autumn educated herself and became supportive. Shame is a social emotion rooted in fears of rejection. Healing requires positive social support to reset our expectations and rebuild trust. Our attachment patterns aren't fixed traits, but learned behaviors that vary across relationships. We might feel secure with friends, but anxious with family. Practicing secure attachment involves communicating distress, seeking comfort, expressing delight in others, approaching conflict constructively, and maintaining connection. Building community doesn't require finding a perfect pre-existing group, but rather creating connections one relationship at a time. Focus on building authentic relationships that gradually interconnect rather than seeking an idealized found family. Global systemic shame convinces us humanity is doomed and deserving of its fate. Countering this requires cultivating hope, both for humanity and for our meaningful individual impact. When our efforts combine with others, small sparks of hope grow into something powerful. Expansive recognition shifts our focus from solving massive problems alone to identifying specific contributions within a network of goodness. Rather than asking if we're doing enough, we consider what we're uniquely positioned to contribute through our skills, vulnerabilities, experiences, and passions. Social movements need diverse roles: protesters who disrupt, educators who inform, mediators who translate ideas, healers who provide care, organizers who systematize resources, artists who inspire, and connectors who build coalitions. Sometimes meaningful change requires slowing down. The cult of action fuels systemic shame, when inaction is often better. A 2021 science study found simply leaving forests alone would reverse 78% of tropical deforestation within 20 years. We can't fix the world alone, but we can discover what brings us joy, connection, and purpose. Through expansive recognition, forgiving our imperfections while extending grace to others, we break shame's chains and heal through authentic connection.